The book of 2 Kings, chapter 5. We're going to start from verse 1. Please put it on the screen. 2 Kings, chapter 5, from verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Keep going. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a young maid, and she waited upon Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, say, "Thus and thus said the maid." Pause. Let me misbehave a little. When I'm reading scripture and I pause, then you know I'm going to go off on a tangent. Now, you see, Elijah, we always have "thus said the Lord," but today, "thus said the servant." And the way it looks confusing to some of you. See, God speaks through people. Speaks through the people you hardly think that God will speak through. See, we are all looking for the voice of God from the prophet. So we are missing the voice of God through unusual means and unusual people. And this is very significant for me because not everybody, listen, in a prophetic meeting, I follow CEM services. I was following the prophetic meetings that took place in June and everything. How many people can time permit to receive prophecies? Not everybody. Sometimes 10, 5. Sometimes they say, okay, we'll prophesy tomorrow. Today, let's worship and stuff. But you see, because your eye is on the prophet, you are missing the fact that God can speak through anyone, anything, any situation. Oh, come on, I'm talking to only a few people. I want somebody's faith to go up. Thus saith the maid servant. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus saith the maid." God has a reason for speaking through the maid. Okay, let's read. Let me be a good boy. That is in the land of Israel. Okay, he's speaking through a maid. He's not just speaking through a maid. He's speaking through a maid who is a slave. And speaking through a maid who is a slave who was captured. And speaking through a maid who is a slave who was captured and who is serving. And speaking through a maid who was captured, who is serving, and serving his wife. May the Lord open your heart. Otherwise, you may miss your providential way, even though your providential way is right before you. Oh, I'm speaking to only 15 people in the building. The first 15 people to say, "I am the one," may you be the one that God is speaking to today. Shout it, "I am the one." Let's keep reading. And the king of Syria said, go. And I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 chains. Let me pause again. Can I pause? Okay, I'm pausing. The maid said, "Go to the prophet." Because the maid is an Israelite, was in Israel when the Syrian king, who was Ben-Hadad, had dispatched his general, who was Naaman in the Hebrew, to go and fight Israel. So Israel is now under Syrian rule. Okay, are you still with me? Keep your hand on the keyboard. I can't hear it. Israel is still under. Are you here? They are so quiet. Are you here? Those are the top. Are you with me? Okay. Israel is under Assyrian rule. So the maid says there's a prophet in Israel who can recover you of your sickness, who can change your story, whose prophetic word would change your life and your destiny. So they prepare to go. He goes to the king for a letter to the other king, instructing the other king to heal him. But the maid said, prophet. But you see, the reason why God spoke to Naaman through the servant was because God was working on a certain leprosy that was not seen on the skin, but hiding behind the skin. And that leprosy does not show up until you reach certain situations, desperate situations in your life, when pressure is applied to you. At that point, the leprosy within begins to express itself more than the leprosy without. Am I talking to anybody here? It's kind of like the disciples who were in the boat with Jesus Christ. When the boat started sinking and the storms beat against the boat. Now they had a storm that was beating outside of the boat. But when Jesus woke up, he... Is it me? He rebuked the first storm, which was the one inside behind the skin. He said, why did you doubt, O you of little faith? There are two storms. The internal storm was facilitating the external storm. The internal storm was a lack of faith, was a doubt spirit, was a spirit that does not trust God. Even in the midst of crisis and of storms, the internal storm was what Jesus rebuked first. Listen, guys. Not all that you see glitters that you can call gold. There is something behind the skin. And this morning I'm praying in the name of Jesus that God will help you to uncover the leprosy behind the skin. Because the leprosy behind the skin can be wearing a good suit, and it's hidden, can be wearing makeup, and it's hidden. The leprosy can even be wearing fake eyelashes, and it's hidden. And so you might not be able to determine the real one, because a fake one is covering the real one. Can I talk in this place, or you're angry with me? As Reverend Stanley would say, I don't care at all. And so it is possible for somebody to be clad in a big position, but it's only disguising the leprosy that is behind the big position. And sometimes things happen to people and everybody starts wondering, what happened? How did the mighty fall? It wasn't that what happened. It was that there was a leprosy that was behind the skin that was not dealt with. And when you don't deal with the one behind the skin and you get to your elevation, the fall is greater and more public and more painful and harder to recover from. I'm talking to only three people in the building. Come on, if I'm talking to you, shout, I am the one. The internal and the external. Get back to the scripture. I only pause for a reason. God was speaking through the servant for a reason. Watch this. And the king of Syria said, go to, I will send a letter. A maid servant gives a prophetic direction. And nobody is respecting the prophetic direction of the maid servant. Be careful how. See, thank you, Reverend Stanley. You see, when in court, okay, the lawyer is not getting information from the witness, he has to ask permission from the judge to treat the witness as a hostile witness, because he's not permitted to be aggressive to the witness until permission is granted. Permission to treat this congregation as a hostile congregation. Thank you, Reverend Stanley. See, many of us, we look at the one carrying the head title. Okay, I said permission to be hostile. Many of us, Abraham, Haya. Gonna get in trouble for this, but this is theology. It's good theology. Theology 101. Can I preach? Many of us, our miracles can be beside us. And because we are looking somewhere else, where we are all trained to look. So we are worshiping human beings because they are the carriers of our people. Forgot that human beings don't answer prayers. Imadila Mahiatosa. It doesn't matter. The anointing I'm carrying, it doesn't matter the oil I pour on your head. It doesn't matter the prophetic accuracy of my grace. And it doesn't matter how long and how intensive and the passion with which I lay hands and pray for you. The prophecy I give you may be truncated or propelled based on your handling of your internal leprosy. You don't want to hear. He went to the king. Go to the prophet. He went to the king. Because in his charismatic circles, you have to respect a certain order. So God can't use Apostle Awotu. God can't use Reverend Elisha. God can't use Reverend Stanley. You know. And God uses Reverend Steve, but when Benny Hinn comes here, then maybe now God can't use Reverend Steve, but God will use. Yeah. So in churches where they teach, you don't see people flocking. Where they see the spectacular, the prophetic, the anointing, the grace, people falling down, vomiting, buckets, mops, and sticks, omo, and detergents in our churches. Yeah, they are packed where they mention the middle names and your grandmother's first name. I know my grandmother's first name. Don't need to tell me. I know it already. Permission to stop being hostile. Can God speak through your maid? Give me the verse 1 again. Now Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria. So this is Syria. This is not Israel. This is not God's people. This is heathen. Okay, so watch this. Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him, conundrum, paradox, oxymoron, the Lord had given the unbeliever victory. See, sometimes when we read scripture, take your time and let God speak to you through the commas and the colons and the semicolons and the full stops of the scripture. Because within the colons and the semicolons and the full stops is revelation. It is consistent with scripture that God uses unbelievers. So even your attitude to unbelievers is very critical. Hey, unbelievers are currency. The right usage of it can open doors, because God can use anybody to facilitate your destiny. Oh, I'm talking. Can I keep talking? God can use anybody. By him, the Lord, when Israel went into captivity, I would be bold, because I don't have empirical statistics to support what I'm going to say. But by reason of a lot of reading of scripture and research, I'll be bold to say 100% of the time, Israel went into captivity because God took them in. You know what that means? It means you can't always bind the devil for your trouble.
Am I preaching? You can't always bind the devil for your trouble. The devil is a good agent of change. Some of you, your prayer life won't be a prayer life when you delete Satan from your life. His presence has made you prayerful. His schemings has made you attentive to the spirit. You are always looking for God because you know that the devil prowls like a roaring lion seeking you to devour. Yeah, he devoured your father. He died before his time. Devoured your mother. Died before her time. They died not in good health, but in sickness. So the speed, your speed in life is determined by what is chasing you. So when we are fasting and you see some people drinking tea and you join them, you don't know what is chasing you because our path is different. Your path is different from her path. And people are staying in church after pandemic and you join them. Meanwhile, you know that you where you are coming from. Where you are coming from. You know you can't afford to stay at home. You need to get undercover so that the blood of Jesus will cover you and protect you. Guys, you know why I'm staying here? Because these people are receiving more than Jesus. Somebody shout, I receive it. From today, I prophesy you are covered. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, we condemn it. Shout 3 times, I condemn. Number 2, shout it.
Oh, I have 1 person join. If your group are not getting up, just move and come and join us. Put the scripture because my time. Look at it. The Lord had given him deliverance unto Syria from his own people, Israel. If you fool around, God will give your crown to somebody else. You should join us. Oh, somebody has gotten up there. So let me stand midway. They are getting up. Some of you, your knee that can't get out. Is this same Satan I'm talking about?
He's holding your knee. Don't get up. Don't get up. Sit down. Sit down.
If you fool around, your crown will be given to somebody less deserving than you. Have you not seen somebody coronated? When the coronation must have been yours, you've not seen it before, is the leprosy behind the skin. We don't see you. We are introduced to a military general. Look at the descriptive words. Put it on the screen. Look at the adjectives. It says, now Naaman was the captain. Captain. He's introduced as captain. And then from there, he's introduced as great man. And he's introduced as honorable. And he's introduced as a deliverer of a whole nation. And he's introduced as a mighty man in valor. In spite of that, there was something under the skin. In the verse 2, my confusion continues. Now the Syrians had gone out of companies and I brought away a captain, little maid, who was serving Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, I want my master to be healed. Which maid servant? This, see, some of you, the way you treat people, permission to be hostile. The way you treat people. Naaman was leprous. Anyone who knows Levitical law, lepers were not permitted in public. Are you with me? Lepers were maimed at their limbs. Some of them didn't have fingers. Some of them didn't have toes. This man, who was a leper, leprosy is one of the most contagious skin diseases. And it eats into the skin and it decapitates your limbs. Yeah. How did he get a wife? See, you are reading, but you are not reading. He didn't only get a wife. Pause. Can I pause? Okay, comma. Your leprosy must not determine your elevation. I want to stay. You know, preaching is when you are getting. Yeah, it's nice. Stay here. Can use only you as congregation. I will fire the sermon. Never excuse your imperfections as the reason for your lack of success and elevation. Because a leper was honorable. A leper was a mighty man. A leper was a captain. A leper brought deliverance to the whole nation. What are you telling me? You don't know where I come from. Do you know where Naaman comes from? You don't know my story. Do you know Naaman's story? Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Stop giving excuses. He married. So because of time, I need to finish this in 5 minutes. Thank you, sir. I have so much to say. Because I'm still in the beginning. Having entered the Jews. Okay, thank you, sir. So, this man seems perfect. But it's only because of biblical writers that we know his imperfection. Only the maid and the wife knew the imperfection. Yes. He hid it from the king of Syria. See, some of you are too open. Start hiding yourself a bit. Paul says, I did not confer with flesh and blood. I went into the desert of Arabia after he had the encounter. Some of you are sitting, preaching, telling everybody 3:20 a.m. The Holy Ghost came and then a light shone in my room. Tell somebody, hide yourself a bit. Hide a bit. Hide a bit. Hide a bit. When you are elevated before your elevation, you'll be demoted at your elevation. Let me carry on. So, watch this. This man hid it very well. See, these days, technology has made hiding things difficult. Everything is on your WhatsApp status. Your breakfast is there. Today, when you finished dressing, you stood and you took the phone, changed the camera orientation, and you took a photo of yourself and posted it to the World Wide Web. Tap your neighbor and say, hide a bit. Hide a bit. Hide a bit. Don't outdoor yourself before you're outdooring. Hide a little bit. Too many people are all over the place. And I can't, listen, I don't want to spoil anything, but there are fake
men of God who go on people's social media, learn about them, and give it to them as prophecies. And you too, you are receiving it and in tears. How did you know this? And you are receiving it. Naaman hid it well. And because he hid his leprosy, he rose to captain. Nobody knew. This also means that the kind of relationship that he must have with his house help, for the house help to keep it silent, because that's currency. She could make money from disclosing the imperfections of Naaman. You know why you should treat everybody well? There's a reason. When Jesus in the scriptures, he says, love your enemies. Love your, you know why? Because your enemies can be currency in your time of need. Yeah, but if you hated them and prayed for all of them to die, when God lays the table, it won't be before your enemies. It will be before you and your wife and your three children. But David said, he lays a table before me in the presence. But you've killed all of them. So who is going to watch and see your elevation? Oh, may I pray for my enemies. May they live long. When they are sick, may God heal them. May God prolong their lives so that they will see that their wishes and prophecies backbiting and front biting against me, it didn't come to pass. Can I get a witness in this place? Pray for your enemies. The average charismatic cannot pray for his enemy. No, they pray. It's just that it's not for. It's against. The way he handled this maid determined his healing. Hey. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. In all your getting, get understanding. Understanding is the comprehension of relevant knowledge. Knowledge is relevant information. And understanding is the comprehension of relevant knowledge. And wisdom is the application of understood relevant knowledge. When you've understood it, you have to apply it. Wisdom is the application. Many people know, but they don't understand. And many people have understood, but they are not applying. There are many people who understand the principle of tithe, but they are not applying it. So they lack wisdom, even though they received understanding. The clap was few. I'm laughing at you. Clap so nobody will know you are the one I'm talking about. I have 5 more minutes. Watch this. So at this point, okay, he sets off. We've already underscored the value of relationships, Apostle. Value. Relationship is currency. It is my sustained, nurtured relationship of 3 decades with Reverend Stanley and Reverend Steve that has brought me here today. Relationship is currency. Relationship will put money in your pocket. Relationship leads to open doors. So the whole story of Naaman is a compendium or a conglomeration of valuable nurtured relationships. That's what led to his deliverance. His relationship with his wife. If your wife and you are some way, when the maid told the wife, what do you think that the wife is? Oh, leave him. He's too proud. Let him suffer. Yeah. Yeah. My relationship with my wife saved my life on 30th December 2018. Yeah. And I was leaving church. God said, wait for her. I didn't know I was going to get a stroke attack. And she was the one. I didn't know. Said, wait for her. Imagine if we had fought that day. Don't look at me like that. Yes, married 101. Who took it? I didn't take it. So I've gone there. You didn't call me. You didn't message me. You didn't communicate. Communicate always. If you don't communicate, how will I know? I'm not psychic. I can't read your mind. Married 101. If it happened during a fight, I would have driven off to my death. Relationships are currency. Fix your relationship with your wife. Fix it! Fix it. Fix your relationship with your siblings. Fix your relationship with your household. Fix it. Don't just leave it. Fix it. The Bible says, as much as it depends on you, strive to be at peace with all men. And there's another scripture. It says, strive to be at peace with all men, comma, and holiness, without which no one will see God. You know what true holiness is? Living in peace with your neighbor is true holiness. Yeah. That's holy. You are not holy. His servants. When he got to Elisha, and Elisha said, go and wash in the Jordan, he got angry. His servants. They are the ones who prevailed on his servants. I said this scripture, a conglomeration of valued, nurtured, valued relationships saved the man. His servant said, Master, Oga, Bishop, if the prophet had asked a hard thing, would you not have done it? Oga, please, we value you. Please do what they prevailed on him. If he was not humble, look at the factors and variables in his healing. If he was not humble, what do you mean? Why are you talking? Hey, how dare you talk to me? Do you know who I am? Have you heard anybody saying, do you know who I am that's not who know who he is? Yes. If you have to ask, we have a problem. His servants, Reverend Lassie, his servants were the last hurdle to his miracle. The whole miracle was just people and his relationship with them. Some of us are where we are, not because God is wicked. And you are praying, they that wait upon, I am waiting on the Lord. While you are waiting on the Lord, God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you to fix your heart. You are too proud. You are too proud to get a miracle. You mathematics everything. My own English. Everything is in a straight line to you. If it's not this, it's this, that. Listen, me ask for me, ask for me, ask for you. Who are you? Who are you? And the Lord God formed in Genesis 2:3, man out of the dust of the ground. Thou art dust. And dust thou art. And dust thou shalt return. So humble yourself. And like everybody, we all have one appointment we cannot miss. Death. Ube wu. Oh yes, yeah. A day will come, you will die. Get back to dust. They will put you in a box. Humble yourself. God wants to do things for people. All over this place. God wants to do things for people. But you must fix your house first. Fix your marriage. God is not glorified with that thing going on in you. He's not happy. Fix it. Fix it. Am I talking to anybody? Oh, you see, this is not Man of God, this is not calling somebody and telling your name and telling you that you come from Kufuridia, and then telling you your middle name that your grandmother gave you before she died, for you to believe that God is speaking through me. Maid servants, God spoke through them. That saith the maid. That saith Charles Bennett, fix your room, fix it. My final point, and I'm done. We would have never known the leprosy behind the skin, the inside, if Elisha the prophet had not sent his servant to go and tell him, go and jump in the river 7 times and collect your healing. Until this time, we see a perfect man, a perfect captain. We see a perfect captain who is hardworking, he's not lazy. We see a perfect man who's hidden his leprosy so well that even the king promoted him to captain and did not notice his leprosy. Till this time, we see a perfect man whose relationships are all intact. His relationship with the servant is intact. The relationship with his wife is intact. The relationship with his subordinates in soldiers, the soldiers, they are all, everything is fine. His armor bearers, everything correct. So we are still wondering, why is he leprous? Sometimes we see people and we all, you yourself, you wonder why you are not where you must be. You yourself, you are wondering. Am I talking? Can I talk to somebody? Yeah! Every little now and then, we ourselves, we will sit down like, I should be far advanced. I'm not where I must be. So it is at this point when he meets the prophet, then the real revelation comes. The prophet could have just come out and say, oh, captain, please come. That's the average charismatic. Oh, please come. Front seat, let that chair. When you sit in the chair, depresses inside. Vroom. Water or juice? You want to drink juice? A produce, anum. Because he didn't get the reception. He thought he deserved. As soon as the servant came and said, Elisha says, he flipped. Boom! Then the outer leprosy submitted to the inner one. The one that nobody sees. The one that nobody knows. The one that he has hidden so well and it's helped him to climb up the ladder. All of a sudden, when the right pressure is introduced, that leprosy pops up. Boom! He was angry. He was angry with the one bringing him his deliverance. Pressure will reveal the real you. The one we are seeing at church, the seat and the kaftan and the chain that you twist the chain, put in your pocket. That one doesn't reveal who you are. Trouble. Yes. When somebody gets under your skin, yes, we will know you properly. He flipped, boom. Does he not respect? Does he know who I am? I am the captain. Tell him to come down here. And Elijah refused to come. He turned around and left. Many of you have turned around and left the very place and person and situation of crisis and pressure that could have changed your life. Because of your character, the inner leprosy,
you turned around and you left in anger. We would have never known until the prophet, he discerned it all. He knew everything. So he stayed inside. He intentionally didn't come out. Because God, it's not always after giving you your breakthrough. He's after your soul. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? It is the servants who prevailed on him. Let me just round up. And he went into the Jordan. And God put the miracle at the seventh dip. Not the first two. Second. Third. Oh. Fourth. Okay, five stands for grace. Oh, five. Five. Oh. That's how many of you are sitting in church today. You are disappointed. Upset, angry. God is revealing your inner leprosy. And until the inner leprosy submits itself to wisdom, the outer one will never be healed. On the seventh, he got his healing. Because of time, I've skipped a lot. Watch this. The river Jordan was the dirtiest, filthiest river in Israel. That's why he said, are not better rivers in Syria? You know why God intentionally took him to the dirty one? Listen, every dirty character in you will only be washed by dirty crisis. The crisis you are in now is commensurate with the level of debt that God wants to get rid of so he can help you. No inner healing, no outer healing. When he came out and he saw the healing, he said, of a truth, the Lord God of Israel, he is true. He is the only true God. And guess what he did? In our terms, we will say he gave his life to Christ. God was after his soul, not after making him rich. After his soul. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And after that, the other leprosies will be healed.
I'm done.